Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend. Well, really not much is happening in theaters this week, but they sure are releasing a bunch of DVDs, and one of them is The Lucky One. Well, Zac Efron is a Marine who's searching for the woman in a picture he found in Iraq and believes that she actually saved his life.
It was in the morning, after a night raid. I just found it.
I think it happened for a reason. I think he was meant to find that photo.
Why did you come here?
To find you.
Now, this is based on the novel written by the same guy who wrote The Notebook, so yes, this is definitely a romance, and just as you would expect, Zac Efron, a pretty good guy to star in a romance. Totally believable, and turns out the guy can really act. It's nice to see him take on a real grown-up role and not bring us another 17 again. That was definitely not even a movie worth renting. And even though Zac's all grown up now and doing stuff more serious than uplifting singing and dancing numbers, he's managed to keep his super cuteness, which of course us girls very much appreciate. And the good news is for the guys out there, not to worry, there's plenty of guy stuff in this one too, although we would never actually expect you to admit it. So for a romantic night in, this DVD will pretty much do the trick. So in our movie night traffic light, The Lucky One is a yellow light. Now if you want something funny, the next DVD is Think Like a Man. These guys, they just can't catch a break. When they think they finally won up their women, they find out the girls, well, they've been at least one step ahead of them the entire time.
What is the problem with men of this generation?
Ladies, do you understand the mindset of a man? You are never gonna win in the game of love.
Act like a lady,
but think like a man.
This man is a traitor. They know all of our maneuvers.
This is war, gentlemen.
We use his words to get what we want.
Hey, Mike. How old is your mom?
What?
Now, when this movie hit theaters, it was almost a surprise because they weren't advertising it much at all, which might have kept people from seeing it when it was in the theaters. And honestly, it gave me pretty low expectations when I went and saw this one. But that worked out pretty well for me because I was actually pleasantly surprised in a, hey, that was pretty funny in an okay, not too bad kind of way. The acting is good, the story's predictable, but it is funny, and it's not too raunchy like a whole lot of movies out there lately. One bad part, though, the movie sure could have used a bit more editing because they needed to cut it about 30 minutes of this one. No way, it should have been 2 hours long. But that might be okay on DVD because there's plenty of extra time to go make more popcorn, catch up on your texts, or maybe even take a nap. So on our movie night traffic light, Think Like a Man is a yellow light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.